Hi everyone, this is Tanika and Jackson, plus Kiwi. Kiwi has joined our family. He joined our family back in May this year, 2023. Actually, he joined on Mother's Day and he's been amazing. He's such a smart boy. He alerts to Jackson's hellos. He does many tricks, including high tens, high fives. He even waves to people. I know, how amazing. He comforts Jackson whenever he needs.
And he's born. We got him from Smart Pops.
That's right. We got him from Smart Pops.
And I love my whole family too.
So that's Jackson. Kiwi helps Jackson with his diabetes by alerting to his low sugars, comforts him with his anxiety to his needles, and bees his best friend. Well, dog best friend. And, well, this morning, Jackson was having some breakfast, and while he was having his breakfast, he ended up going really low. And I mean, like, he was 2.0. Kiwi ran over to him, sniffed around, and kept on pawing him, telling him, "You're low." And when he was doing it, I quickly ran over to the kitchen, grabbed his mini hot dogs, and chopped some up, put him in a container, plus got his carob doggy chocolate stuff, and gave him some treats.
I spent all my Roblox to skip this one.
Kiwi loves to take Jackson to school. He gets so excited. He even gets even more excited when he sees the traffic light button and starts pressing the button. And he basically shows the community his skills, shows off his tricks. He's a really smart boy, and we actually got him from Smart Pups. So Smart Pups is an organization that trains pups up to help children with say autism, mobility, alerting to seizures, diabetes, and many more things. Smart Pups is a not-for-profit organization. And even though Kiwi alerts to Jackson's lows, Jackson also wears his Dexcom. He is officially a Dexcom warrior.
No.
We actually went into a few articles about how Jackson and his Dexcom Plus Kiwi work in partnership together. Jackson is hyper unaware, so he doesn't actually feel his lows or his highs. He doesn't show symptoms as well, which can actually be quite dangerous. Especially if you don't know what's going on. But yeah, if you got any questions, please shoot us a message and we'll get back to you. Thank you. Hi everyone, I'm here with Jackson.
And I love Kiwi so much, and I love my whole family and mum so much.
So, Jackson is a 7-year-old with type 1 diabetes. What do you think of your diabetes, Jackson?
Bad.
What do you think? What's so bad about diabetes?
Because you have to put in.
I have to give you insulin, don't I?
Yeah.
And you don't like the needles, don't you?
Yeah. So I'm one way.
Yeah, and then what does Kiwi do?
Give me naps now.
So Kiwi,
but one time Mum forgot laps.
So Kiwi gives Jackson laps by laying on top of him, which is pressure therapy. And Jackson is able to give him slow pats to calm him and calm
him down.
And it really helps you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love laps.
And what did Kiwi do this morning?
He gets stuff.
Now, what did he do this morning?
He checked me over and over, and I check what
your sugars were at, and where
are
they?
Very, very low.
And so
Kiwi kept alerting.
And because he alerted, he got his reward, which is like his payment, didn't he?
Yeah. What was his reward?
He got a bit of hot dog.
Why? Why the other one a gift?
Oh, the doggy chocolate carob.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a bit of that too.
And yes, it's a treat.
It is. It's telling him that he's done a good job, isn't it?
Yes. And I love running around with Kiwi and Mom and my friends.
And what are we doing this weekend?
Going to my friends.
No, not that. We're going to go on that big walk.
To find a cure for diabetes.
Which is through JDRF.
Can I run around?
Of course you can. So we're doing JDRF One Walk, which is this weekend, at our local park, where we do a massive walk to help fundraise for diabetes to find a cure.
We can go back standing. Stand up, please.
No, you can sit down.
I want to hold it. Can I hold it, please?
No.
I won't drop it. I won't drop it, Mom.
But being a mum to a diabetic is hard work.
Yeah.
I
like standing up with you.
Okay, Jackson. So
can you stand up, please?
So, waking up in the middle of the night, making sure everyone's trained on how to care for his diabetes, in a way everyone is able to know what they're doing. And because of his diabetes, and because I don't want to have to keep training childcare workers, I only do 9 to 2 work. So I only work casually from 9 to 2, and I don't work school holidays. So, which makes things a little bit harder, but we make things work, don't we, Jackson?
Yeah.
And especially with what's going on these days, it's been a lot harder, hasn't it?
Yeah. Can I tell them something? I like jumping and going on the swing set and the hammer got untied a bit and the greenhouse got broken.
But I can fix the greenhouse.
Yeah.
So Jackson's a normal, typical child. Just with type 1 diabetes.
Yeah. And I love playing with my friends. And then my friends come over.
And so Jackson even asks us when he gets a treat or whenever he gets a snack or any kind of food, Mom, can I start eating now, only because how we have to put it into his insulin pump.
Yeah. And I don't know if you need to put it in twice. Why?
And reminding him to put his phone on charge so that way we can keep track of his diabetes through his Dexcom.
Yeah.
We're officially Dexcom warriors as well.
And we got a big backyard and I'm allowed to mow the lawns.
Well, anyways, we'll catch up again soon. You guys are welcome to ask any questions. Please drop any questions in. And
drop a like and a subscribe and notifications, please.
Thank you and bye. Hey, this is Tanika. So, this weekend we had a busy weekend with JDRF One Walk. So Jackson, Kiwi and myself, we went down to the park to do the JDRF One Walk. And it was amazing, like seeing so many diabetics and even seeing the MP there. But also seeing the community together. Jackson went up to the fire truck, got to sit in it, climb all over the fire truck, and even squirt water from the hose on the fire truck, which was awesome. They turned on the lights. They quickly did a little siren as well for the kids. And at JDRF Walk, they also had many activities out there for the children to play with. From giant snakes and ladders, giant Connect 4, Jenga, all sorts of kids' outdoor games that the community were able to go over and participate in. They even had sausage sizzle, coffee, and raffles going on, plus a bunch of medical equipment that they can have a look at to see if they would like to use. As soon as the walk started, and with all the heat, because it was a massive crowd all in one spot at some parts of all the diabetics together, it got a bit much for Kiwi, like, especially with his nose in overdrive.
Finished.
So, Jackson, what did you think of the JDRF walk?
Very, very good. And
so much
I love it! And it was so much fun.
Yeah? Did you like to play with all the outdoor activities?
Yes.
What did you think of the fire truck?
I love the fire truck so much. I got to use the fire hose and go on top of the fire truck and go inside the driver's seat and next to the driver's seat and go on in the back.
That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Kiwi was being such a good boy, not running through the hose, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He took his job very seriously, didn't he?
Yeah. He is the best dog. Do you know, guys?
And is anyone allowed to pat an assistant dog in public?
No. I am, and Mom is.
Is, so if they see a dog in coat, are they allowed to pat?
No, they're not allowed to pat. Ever, 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 never allowed to pat.
And they should always ask
the aunt or me
for
permission.
That's correct. So,
but we have to say no.
That's right, because he is
assistant dog.
And he's
the best dog ever.
And he's doing his job.
Yeah. And I love Kiwi so much, guys. Do you know why? Say why.
Why, Jackson?
Because he's the best black dog. I like playing with him. I'm giving him goes and kissing him and letting him kiss me.
And
scratching him.
He likes to try and wake you up, doesn't he?
Yeah. I want to have a sweet one.
How does he try to wake you up?
By giving me kisses. Do you like this voice?
So, you heard it, guys. We are not allowed to pat a working dog when they're in coat without permission.
And I always grow like getting presents from Santa.
Okay. And
I told them to.
Okay. The reason why we are not allowed to pat an assistant dog in public is because these dogs are working and you may distract the pup that's working. And putting your hand up, letting that working dog sniff and kiss your hand, it's going to distract them from doing their actual job. That dog may be busy trying to save that person's life, or maybe busy helping that person with anxiety or anything. So
if they're a tight one, they get a tight one. The beast dog is, if you have autism, you get an autism dog.
That's right. So, we shouldn't go up and pat them. You can't even
and
go.
Autism is tight too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How?
Because autism is a total different thing. Autism is
not tight.
No, because autism isn't diabetic. Diabetes.
Oh.
Yeah, diabetes
and type 2
is not insulin dependent.
What is type 2?
Type 2 is about your dietary.
Oh. That mom said type 2.
So type 2 is different to type 1. Type 1 is autoimmune. And type 2 is more dietary.
And is there type 3?
No.
What's type 3? There might be a type 3 ad.
Okay.
We're getting ad.
Okay, Jackson. So the reason why we were at the JDRF One Walk is to find
a cure for diabetes.
That's right. So we were trying to fundraise funds to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
And there will be no type 1.
Yep. So we're going to try and turn type 1 to type none.
To type 0.
That's right.
Then there will only be type 2.
But
they need to find that cure.
That's right, they need to. And then you won't have to wear an insulin pump.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any questions, please...
Then type 2 will be back to 0.
Okay. So if anyone has any questions, please ask away.
And if anyone has questions, tell us in the comments.
We are happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Same.
And if you're on the Sunshine Coast, please look into fostering a working dog that's in training through Smart Pups Assistance Dogs. They are always happy for new fosters.
Type 1 diabetes.
No, you don't.
You do.
No.
They do.
No, they don't. Because all they're doing is looking after them, just like Kiwi's foster family looked after him before he came home to us.
But I'm just being a youtuber.
Okay, Jackson.
That's how. Because Jaden told me.
And over the weekend, Jackson made an amazing accomplishment. When he went after the JDRF one walk. Just wait, Jackson.
Until you're finished?
Just wait.
Okay.
So, after the JDRF one walk, we went to our friend's place and went for a swim. Jackson made an amazing accomplishment by jumping into the pool all by himself.
By Mum throwing me in.
Yep, he kept asking for me to throw him into the pool. Now, what other kids don't like having their mummies or daddies throw them into the pool?
But I always like it, love it.
Jackson loved it. He kept on laughing. And then his friend asked me to throw him into the pool, didn't he?
Yeah. But Kieran cried.
Yeah.
Because he was free.
Okay, Jackson. And then Jackson, even with his floaties on, he pushed and pushed until his legs were out to the back and kicking away, and he just kept on practicing and practicing.
Now I know.
And now he feels a bit more confident and more excited to jump into the pool with his buddy, aren't you?
Yeah. And do a big cannonball.
During this summer, I think Jackson's going to continue jumping into his buddy's pool. And have so much fun with his buddy. Anyways, if you got any questions or if you want to say anything, please.
I want a knife.
Message below. Thank you.